The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
What is a simple life when it comes to real estate investing? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
We're both longtime real estate investors, entrepreneurs who created multiple seven-figure businesses. We left our day jobs a number of years ago because of buy and hold real estate investing. So buy performing assets, let them cash flow every month, and then we just sail the high seas in our yacht. No, we don't. It's not that simple. So that's what we wanted to talk about on today's episode, given this idea that, oh my God, if I'm just a real estate investor, then I can just live this simple life, right?
Yes. So this idea for this show was born out of the fact that this week that was the first of the month. And every time there's the first of the month, I spend about 2 or 3 days pouring through bank statements and property management statements to make sure that all the ships are on time, all the balls are rolling, all the things are in my...
The trains are on
all
time.
All the trains are on time, right? That everything is going the way I think it is.
And then we have a family meeting. We sit down and we go over this... The portfolio
right.
At this one time per month every month.
So the other day I was going through it and Clayton popped his head over my shoulder and he's like, well, what's going on with these? I'm like, nope. Not ready
not
to talk yet.
Like, what's going on with that property? What's going on with that property? Where are we?
Because I'm heads down going through these things little by little. Now, I guess I could have my bookkeeper do that, but then I would not be, like, the bookkeeper then can't make a decision about it, right? So I noticed that two properties in my portfolio had no rent coming in, but I didn't know that. The ones that are in evictions or being turned, I do know that. But these ones I didn't. And I was like, why? Now the bookkeeper might be able to realize that, but then she'd have to talk to the property manager. Then she'd have to make some kind of decision, right? Really, it should be us making those decisions. So I have to put my ear to the ground, figure out what's going on and keep on top of this stuff. It's not simple. There's nothing simple about it.
No. And so we did a whole video on how to nurture your portfolio because there was a time when we had turned, we learned our lesson. We were dealing with something very difficult in our lives and in our business. And we had turned sort of a blind eye to a portion of our portfolio. It ended up costing us like thousands of dollars per month because we weren't really focused on it. So we want to encourage you to always nurture your portfolio every month. It's up to you. It's your portfolio. No bookkeeper is going to do that for you. As fancy a bookkeeper as you can hire, it's up to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So this episode, we really wanted to talk about the differences here between like a simple life and maybe a free life. So I remember when I was graduating high school, after 12 years of every day going to school, I remember that feeling that when I graduated, I had the choice to go off to college, which I did. Now I wouldn't encourage people to do that blindly. But at the time I did, but I felt like, oh my gosh, I am free. I am free of the tyranny of 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. and then after school sports. But I remember feeling this like incredible freedom, right? Now, when we left our day jobs, I felt a similar freedom.
Right.
I felt like no more getting up, having to work the 9-to-5 job, having to commute 2 hours in crazy traffic into New York City, having to work for somebody else, having to make somebody else wealthy, and not be able to do what I'm passionate about, right? So leaving that then created this freedom. However, it wasn't simple, because you might look at just working a 9-to-5 job as a very simple thing to do, right? You might say, you might be watching right now, say, you know what, I like just kind of, I go through my routine. I don't like to rock the boat. I wake up, I have my coffee, I drive my hour to work. I work for somebody else at this accounting office. I come home at the end of the day. I watch my Netflix. I pet my cat. Check, and I do it all again tomorrow.
I find that very freeing, to be honest.
That might be simple.
That sounds great to me, because then you just have a defined set of deliverables. And as long as you're doing those deliverables, you're fine, right? You continue to collect the paycheck. There are plenty of times when I lament that I don't have that life anymore, because when you work for yourselves, when your livelihood is your own, you get out of it what you put into it, right? Whereas if I were just like someone who had a set of deliverables, like you must process these spreadsheets every day to get to the end of the week, that is very simple. It's not free, but it is simple. It's not free because you have to show up. You have to do those things every day, right? Whereas I have a lot of things that I have to do, and our success is based on our efforts. But never is there a time when the kid's school says, can you show up for this thing? And I say, no, I cannot, because my boss says, right? I go to every school event because I can.
Right.
So I am free, but it's not simple.
I mean, when I go to these school events, I'm there all the time. And so I'm one of the few dads who's there on a regular basis with their kids, because I've made that choice. That's freedom for me. Freedom to me means being able to work for myself, get up when I want to, take my kids to school.
You don't get up when you want to. You get up when Eve wants to.
Well, yeah, when my 3-year-old comes and wakes me up, that's true. But before, I used to get up at 3:30 in the morning because of an alarm clock. And now at least it's my 3-year-old little girl that wakes me up. Much better, right? And then I can, you know, go to lunch with whatever business partner, associate I want to. I have a business, you know, lunch, whatever, next week. It's like I can do it whenever I want to. I have a business coffee on Saturday with some real estate developers. You know, like we can do whatever we want whenever we want. And I don't have to answer to somebody else. And I can go to those school functions. I can see my kids after school and be a part of that environment. But there's a lot of complexity to this. So I think what we also wanted to do was maybe take some of the complexity out of this, not make it so scary for you. Because yes, when you have rental properties, there's a certain amount of work that goes into nurturing that portfolio. But it's not like working a 9-to-5 job.
Yes, the freedom is yours, but the problems are yours too. You know, when I worked for somebody else, if there was a problem, of course I felt like, oh, does this threaten my position in the company, my ability to collect a paycheck? But at the end of the day, it wasn't me that was really sticking my neck out there, right? It wasn't me that, like, if there was a problem that, you know, the network was going to get sued for something we covered, it still was the network's problem, right? Now I don't have that safety of a company that protects me anymore, because our livelihood is ours. And that can be very scary. It's not for everybody. But again, there's a freedom that comes with that, because the network doesn't say what I do with my time. The network doesn't say how I cut my hair or what I wear or what color, like, lipstick. That actually used to be my experience. We had to wear our hair a certain way or wear a certain type of lipstick. Like, I'm free to wear black lipstick if I want to. Black nail polish. This is freedom.
And I've had, yeah, this is great. It's like George Costanza in Seinfeld. Like,
right.
His idea of freedom is just sitting at home in the summer eating a block of cheese.
Right.
Like, that's freedom.
The beard that
you
grew.
I grew a beard, yeah, because I was never able to do that before.
Yep.
These are all very trivial and superficial things that we're talking about here. But I think at the
I don't think so. People work in a bank and they have to wear pantyhose, right? People work in, like,
they work at McDonald's, they have to wear
some
that McDonald's
kind of
shirt.
Thing that they have to do for some kind of paycheck, right? You have to play a certain part. And if you decide, it's not just like because we were broadcast anchors, we had to wear our hair a certain way. Like, if we had worked in an investment firm, we would have also had to wear our hair a certain way, right?
Okay.
So
yes.
You can take off the costume that's required for any job you want, right? So Clayton's not even wearing pants right now.
I don't wear pants on these shows. Why should I? It's my show and I can be comfortable with however I want.
He is wearing pants.
I've had offers to do other television programs and other television networks and since leaving my job. And I thought the thought of like doing that Monday through Friday, working for somebody else again, is like, no, I've already been there. I did that for 18 years. Now you can do something on your own. And so I don't want this to be scary. If you're sitting there as a young entrepreneur and you're thinking, oh, this is something I think I should do, but now these guys are scaring me because they say it's going to be hard. It should be hard. It should be hard. If you want to travel 3 months out of the year through Europe with your family because you run your own business and you've spent 9 months working hard and making sure that all of these deliverables are taken care of because you said it was the way that you wanted it to be. You've set yourself up for that 3 month trip to Europe. You get to do that. You don't get to do that at a company.
Yeah.
You don't get to say to your boss, guess what? I'm going to take 3 months off this summer. Is that okay with you? Like in America, that's not going to fly.
Unless you're a teacher.
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. You could be a teacher. Today's episode is brought to you by Health IQ. Do you want to save a boatload of money on your life insurance? Well, listen to this, because if you get an average of 8 hours of sleep per night, yeah, you can check that box. What about eating a quality plant-based diet? Check. Do you exercise 4 or more times per week? I know with the new year coming up, you better be, right? Check. Basically, you're doing everything right to ensure that you live a longer life. Isn't it time that you actually are financially rewarded for your commitment to a healthy lifestyle? That's where Health IQ comes in, because they use science and data to secure lower rates for people like you on their life insurance. You know, this past year, I started running for the first time to try to improve, get some kinetic energy flowing through me. So if you're a runner or you're a cyclist, like my wife loves to do Peloton rides, and if you're in a CrossFit or any type of athletic, you know, commitment that you have, even if you're just a committed weekend warrior or vegetarian and, you know, you're just taking better care of your body, then you deserve to be rewarded for your hard work. And you get more affordable life insurance rates. Health IQ can save you up to 41% because physically active people have significantly lower risk for heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So Health IQ is not just a lead generator. They take the customer through the entire process of applying, and the policy then is underwritten by one of their top insurance partners. But these savings are exclusive just to Health IQ. So you won't find them anywhere else if you try to go hunt around on the internet to try to find them. You have to qualify through Health IQ to get this special rate. So here's how you do it. Go to healthiq.com/investing. That's healthiq.com/investing to take the proprietary Health IQ quiz. And depending on your score, as well as other related qualifying factors, you can save up to 41%. On your life insurance premiums compared to other providers. Again, that's healthiq.com/investing to let them know that we sent you and to start that process with the Health IQ quiz. There's no commitment, and you'll learn even more about potential opportunities to be rewarded for your commitment to healthy living. One more time, that's healthiq.com/investing. Thanks, guys.
And so we're not saying you shouldn't want to have some kind of contributable thing you offer the world, right? But we want you to really visualize your life in a way that works for you. If you're the kind of person who will get really scared when you have no rent and no explanation, and you're like, oh my God, I wish someone else was just dealing with this for me, then you need to realize what is a simple life for you versus what is like a free life, right? And so that's one of the reasons on this show we've really got away from using the word passive income, right? Because it's not passive, it's yours to deal with. It belongs to you. We're encouraging you to consider deeded real estate that you own as a person and affect the outcome of it, right? So you're taking responsibility for your life, not just for this property, but in a grand way. So we want to inspire you to say, I can handle it. I know that there'll be challenges. I can handle that too. And I'm going to walk around the world without pants.
Right. You could, yeah, I'd like to see that. But the passive income part, I want to go back to that a little bit, because yes, real estate can create passive income every month where that money is coming in where you're not actively working for it. but you still have to nurture and take care of those performing assets so that that money can be passive. You're not just going to lay there, totally ignore your rental real estate portfolio and hope that you never have problems, and then checks just come in every month without fail. You're going to have it. You're going to have a vacancy at some point. You're going to have a tax bill that you have to get, you have to deal with the city because they lost it in the mail or something like that. You're going to have to get on the phone with the city at some point. There's going to be something. You're going to have to file your taxes. It's not totally blindly passive income.
Right. That's why we used to, in the spreadsheet that I keep to track all of our assets, I used to call it performing assets, Morris family, this spreadsheet. And after the last 2 years, I was like, I don't like that anymore. It's not passive. It's up to me. And so I changed the name of the spreadsheet to performing assets.
Well, say that whole thing again, because you said that you said I call it performing assets.
All right.
So start over.
Okay. That's why in the spreadsheet that I use to keep track of all of our properties, I used to call it passive income, Morris family, and I would just update it every year or like make a new one every year. And after we kind of had a tough year with challenges in what seemed like every corner of our portfolio, I realized it's not passive. These things succeed if I'm working hard in it, if I'm keeping track of it. So I changed the name of the spreadsheet to performing assets, Morris family, instead of passive income, because it's not passive, but it is performing. And now it's something I'm proud of. It's not something that I'm just like, well, I collect the checks because I'm lucky. It's not. It's because we work hard. So again, we just want you to visualize your life in a freeing way, but not necessarily in a way that you think will be easy street. It's not. There's no easy street.
It's like they say, nothing worth having comes easy, right? The hard things in life.
Someone says that.
Someone said that.
It was good.
Yeah, I don't know. Hard work, right? That's where you get to have the enjoyable stuff later in life. So go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. Might not be simple, but it is freeing.
It's like the bros say,
what
work
the bros
hard,
say?
Play hard.
Work hard, play hard, and then drink a Michelob Light. We'll see you next time, everyone.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.